And I will show you behind the scenes everything we're doing at Learn, how I'm re-articulating, recrafting, recreating, and rebuilding the entire marketing strategy, not just for Learn, but for every other company I'm involved in. And it's going to be epic. All right. My goal is in 2020, minimum, Learn is going to double, if not triple, its size. Minimum. Mark my words. I said that.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. One of my favorite episodes of the year. Are you ready? These are going to be my marketing predictions for 2020. Marketing predictions for 2020. And you know what? I don't know if you listened to my last podcast episode where I scored myself on my predictions for 2019. I kind of recapped, right? Because at the end of 2018, one of the first and most popular podcast episodes we ever did for The Fighting Entrepreneur, it was like one of the first few episodes, was my predictions for 2019. And you know what? If you listen to my last episode, first of all, you'll learn a ton of cool marketing things. I talked about what happened in 2019. Some of the trends will continue in 2020, but they're not part of my predictions today because I already predicted them. So there's a reason to listen to that podcast episode or that, or watch that video on YouTube or wherever you can grab it, okay? Make sure you go there. I scored myself a 94.4%. And I tell you, it was arguable. I could have scored myself 100%, but I'm hard on myself. And so in that video or in that audio, I do tell you exactly where I think I missed the ball by a little bit, but not really. Okay. So listen, today I have 9 predictions for 2020. You got to listen to them. Let me give you the teaser here. These are so strong. I've been doing this for 16 years. I have survived 4 different cycles of marketing changes. Of all of the cycles I've ever seen in 16 years, this one is the biggest. This one requires the biggest evolution, the biggest changes, so much so that I am taking my entire marketing plan that I've been using to build multiple companies, and especially that I've been using to build Learn. I have rolled it up into a little ball, chucked it right out the window. Yes, that's right. We've recreated. Over the last 2 months, I have been sitting and recreating a brand new marketing plan that I think is echoable down to everybody who's listening or watching, no matter what kind of business you're doing. And I really challenge you. I've already tested it, by the way. This isn't theory anymore. I tested it over the last 2 months. I'm on something. 2020, changing up all completely. So a couple of things. One, go to learn.com/2020. LURN.com/2020. Not only will you have this video there, but you're going to have my written letter to you. You want to read it. Okay. It's got all my predictions in there. You can do it quickly. But the bigger thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to be launching a masterclass that starts in January 2020. For 3 months, you get to come with me on a journey. I will give you a backstage seat, a behind the scenes seat on all the changes we're making at Learn. And I will walk you through a training session on each of these predictions and show you how I'm implementing them, what I've done, the test I've run, and how you can do it in your business. This is going to cost you like something about close to $3 or $4 a week. It's nuts. So how do you get involved? Go to LURN.com/2020. Follow the pages, follow the process, and you can get on the early bird list because we are going to limit it, of course, to not everybody. You're going to have to act fast. It's like our end of year big bonanza, something new I'm doing. I love to do this at the end of every year. This is the second year of we're doing it. Last year was a massive success. LURN.com/2020. And of course, make sure you're a free member of Learn Nation. It's free to join. Go to LURN.com and join. All right, let's jump right in. Let's jump right into my marketing predictions for 2020. So I break down my predictions into 3 spokes. I call it the marketing engine. All right. Now you want to see a visual of this. You got to go to LURN.com/2020, learn.com/2020. How many times can I say that URL? Maybe one more time? No. All right. So the 3 spokes of the triangle are funnels, traffic, conversion. These are the 3 things I believe you need to know and learn and evolve and change and adapt. If you do all 3 of these, you are going to be a marketing ninja, all right? So I have 9 predictions. I make 3 in each, 3 in funnels, 3 in traffic, 3 in conversion. So let's dive right in. In funnels, prediction number 1 is what I call service explosion. And I'll go through these in detail in just a second. Prediction number two is something I call time extension to 90 days. I'll go through that in detail in a second as well. Prediction number three is what I call the birth of engagement funnels. Okay, so these are the three funnel predictions. Number one, service explosion. Here's what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you sell a product that teaches people how to do something, that's great. However, I can see the market starting to get a little bit like, I don't want to learn anymore. I want results. The market is becoming very results oriented, and this is common. And I believe that I have been calling this for years with my theory of the death of direct marketing. I've been out there talking about how direct marketing is completely evolving and now becoming something called interactive marketing, because Microsoft proved in 2015 that the average attention span of a human being has now dropped to 8 seconds, which is less than that of a goldfish. So we are just not a patient society anymore. We want now, instant results now. So the idea of going through videos and learning and all that, it's a great way for us to spend money. People want that. People spend money. How many books have you bought in your life? You loved buying them. You love the books. You buy more books, but you haven't read them, right? So I see more and more of this impact happening with courses. And where people are really starting to say is, I want to learn. Okay, that's good. That's fine. But can you just do it for me? And the best part about service explosion, you're seeing a huge uptick right now in the coaching market, consulting market, done-for-you market, contractor market. The reason is you could charge a ton of money. People are happy to pay. People have no problem paying. They want the shortcut. You know, I don't want to have to sit here and learn it. I want to do it. All right. If you want to learn more about this, you want to follow me, you want to really see what I think, and you want me to make you a master of this, even if you're running an e-com business, there are service elements you could be adding. You don't even have to be the one that's doing the service. You could be partnering up with other people. We'll go through all of it. Go to learn.com/2020. Make sure you get on the early bird list for Master 2020. All right. All right. Number two, time extension to 90 days. My predictions were so killer. You saw that? The tree just died. All right, prediction number two, time extension to 90 days. All right, this is the one that's going to hurt a little bit. But listen, I'm not about making you feel good here. I'm about being real with you. And this is something we're dealing with at Learn. And it's just a matter of adaptation. You have to. This idea of being able to go out and pay for traffic and make money instantly during your funnel is not scalable. Not anymore. We know the cost of ads have been rising. 2019 confirmed it. It's not going to get any better in 2020. It'll continue to go up. And so I love all the people out there that are like, I'm getting 350% ROI on my advertising. Well, yeah, because you're probably marketing to a very small, warm audience. I talk about that in my traffic predictions. And that's great. Yes, you can still do that, but you can't scale it. Try scaling that up to a $10,000, $15,000 a day ad spend. Ain't going to happen. Right? So the companies that are winning, that continue to win, that are dominating, are the ones who don't just have one or two products, but they, you know, as part of my prediction again later on in conversion, they go deep. So they're willing to lose money or break even on customer acquisition, lead acquisition. They know. So we at Learn are now, and at every one of my companies, are starting to look at all of our traffic investment in a 90-day window, not a 30-day. We used to look at 30-day. I've expanded and stretched our team. We have to figure out what the 90-day window is, because that will allow us to compete a lot better. That will allow us to stop worrying about ads, the costs, and start being back into a scalable model. So if you don't want to scale ads, you don't have to worry about this one. If you are happy with, you know, a few hundred bucks a day, $1,000, $2,000 a day, you can still do that. You don't have to time extend to 90 days. But if you want to scale, you got to time extend to 90 days. And we're going to talk about exactly how Learn's doing it, what we're doing, the specifics. I'm going to run an entire masterclass just on that during Master 2020, if you get to be one of the people that join at the ridiculously low rate that's coming out soon. So more on that later. Number three, I call it the birth of engagement funnels. Oh my God, I'm 100%. Listen, if you listen to no other tip, I give you no other prediction. This is 100% confirmed. For the longest time now, for years, for over a decade, funnels, quote unquote, have been a one-way communication. Not anymore. We continue to double, triple, quadruple down on this. I'm telling you, interactive marketing. I'm on the record. Mark my words. It continues to grow. Attention spans drop. Humans need more engagement. So the people who do funnels where you give your users little things to do, little exercises, little engagement campaigns, you are going to get them more engaged with you. Your conversions will go up way, way, way more. You'll get better results. And you know what? Proof of this, in 2019, you're starting to see a lot of talk about something called challenge funnels, which is literally an iconic engagement funnel. That's what it is. So look at your funnels. Are you having a one-way communication? Or are you starting to implement cross-communication? Even if it's as simple as sending an email that says, hit reply and talk to me, so that people actually go through the action of hitting reply, typing something to you. The more time they spend actively doing something, the more time in their psychology, you are dominating their mind, you are present, you are important, and you are top of mind. Engagement funnels create top of mind presence. There is nothing that beats that when we know that the average attention span of human beings is just continuing to drop thanks to our bings and dings and all the stuff around us. So that's prediction number three, ladies and gentlemen, for the funnels section of our predictions. Now let's move on to traffic. But before I do that, again, can I please one more time, learnlurn.com/2020. Do not miss this. Do not miss this. Get over there. Okay. Number one. This is my most controversial one, and I can already see some of my friends who I love to death probably disagree and come after me with a bat on this one, but I'm going to come out. I almost pulled it out because I felt like it's going to upset some of my friends, but I really believe in it and I don't want to hold it back. This is my belief. I could be wrong. I don't know, right? I wasn't really wrong that much in 2019 or 2018 with my predictions. I don't think I'll be wrong on this one, but here you go. I'm officially going to say it on the record. You ready? Death of organic social media. Ooh, I had chills go down my back when I said that. Okay. I'll admit the using the term death is a bit of a marketing thing, right? It's a sexy word. It's catchy. I don't think it's really going to die. But here's the thing. It is a pure numbers thing. It is simply supply and demand. There is so much content now. You know, people complain. People are like, Facebook sucks. Facebook doesn't show my posts to anybody. Facebook's become a pay-to-play platform. Even if Facebook wanted to show your post to everybody, just do the math. How many friends do you have? We won't even talk about pages, groups, just friends. I know I have over 2,000 friends on Facebook, and I don't even approve most people. I don't even look at it. I'm so disconnected from it most of the time. 2,000 still in a disconnected environment. And I know I have, like, last I checked, I had over 6,000 or 7,000 followers on my personal Facebook profile, not even my public page. So 2,000 friends, let's just say half of them make a post a day. You know what? Forget that. Let's say 30% of them make a post a day. That's 600 people, 600 posts. I'd have to be flipping, scanning Facebook for an hour to be, well, not that long, but I'd have to scan for a long time to see 600 posts. And what happens is by the time I'm through those 600, another group of people have posted yet again. Because most people who are active on Facebook, like I got friends who post like six times a day. Like, it's nuts. It's physically impossible for Facebook to actually show you. Now, let's talk about the fact that how many pages do you follow? Maybe there's 5 or 10 pages that you follow that also make a post a day. So you got all these friends, you got pages you follow, then you got groups you follow. Groups might have 20, 30, 40 threads started per day. Then, I mean, how is Facebook going to possibly show you all of that content? They can't. So they have to build algorithms to try to figure out what's the most important. Who is this person most likely to engage with? So all of the other people get missed out. And so when you're posting on Facebook, they're getting missed out. So, you know, I remember this at the end of 2018, everyone's like, Instagram's the next thing. Instagram's the next thing. Organic reach is huge on Instagram. Guess what happened in 2019? Organic reach on Instagram died away. Now everyone's TikTok, 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 TikTok's huge. Guess what the heck is going to happen on TikTok? Listen, they don't have that problem yet because they don't have enough users. But once they double, triple, quadruple their user base, they're going to have the same problem that Facebook had. All right. And so YouTube, yes, you get a lot of organic reach, but it can only go one way. The more and more people that join YouTube, listen, there's only so many humans in this world. Internet is becoming more and more accessible. More and more people are getting active on social media. It's just a numbers game. It's supply and demand. So guess what's going to happen? Pay to play. So I'm going to dominate in 2020 with social media. I have a great plan. I've already tested it. I know it's going to work, but it requires budget, and I'm going to be willing to give that budget. So you will see a lot of me, and you will see a lot of content from me on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on all of these platforms. But I'll be spending money to reach my users, and I'll be happy to do it because the ROI will be enormous. So that's the death of organic social media. Number two, we've talked a lot. So second prediction in traffic, we've talked a lot about the rising cost of advertising. So in 2020, there are two specific things that marketers are going to begin to do to fight back against the rising cost of marketing or rising cost of advertising. And those would be the final two predictions of traffic. So it's prediction two and three. Number two is remarketing. Tons of retargeting, remarketing, tons of it. And you know what? We've been testing it the last couple of months here. It's killer. You can drop your cost per acquisition by half, by more than half, if you put more emphasis, more focus on engaging with the users that have already engaged with your brand. Remember how I set up above? I said time extension to 90 days, meaning if you want to go up to cold traffic, you have to look at a 90-day window for user value. But then I said, if you're willing to spend less and after go only after warm audiences, you can be profitable in a 30-day window very, very easily. That's me talking about retargeting and remarketing. We're killing it with it. But the challenge with retargeting and remarketing is that you don't have an unlimited budget. You cannot unlimited scale. That's a limited audience. And that's why we go back to prediction number one in traffic, where I talk about the impact of using paid, like paying for organic reach, or I guess not organic anymore, paying for reach on social media. So I take my warm audiences and my lukewarm audiences, I start delivering content to get more people to engage with me. Once they become warm to me and they join my engaged audience, I use retargeting to then talk to them and I drop my overall CPA. It's a connected process. It's a connected process. So it's like a matrix. You got to do it together. But we are seeing a big emphasis on retargeting. As a matter of fact, I almost stopped being active on my YouTube channel. I actually did. I made a declaration recently. I was like, we're done. Then I started doing some tests on ads with YouTube and I realized, my God, my engagement audiences, not my list uploads, not those. I mean, the ones who have watched my videos on YouTube, who are channel subscribers, my cost per CPA, like my cost per lead was half, if not less than half of everything else I was doing. Even my list uploads, even my biggest, warmest audiences. So I was like, no. We're going to re-engage with YouTube. But we're going to do it in a different way now. We're going to start really actively building our video view audience specifically for the purposes of retargeting them with our ads. And it's going to work out. It's going to be beautiful. All right. We already tested it. It's already doing really well. So that is the second prediction of traffic. Let's move on to the third prediction of traffic. You ready for this? It's funny because if I had done a prediction video at the end of 2016, if I had, I would have told you it was the death. Oh, I keep using that word. Like, why is everything going to die? All right. It was the slowdown of pay for performance. So affiliates. Working with affiliates, promoting as an affiliate, promote getting other affiliates to promote you. It's pay for performance. I would have told you that that is kind of dying away or it's slowing down. Why? Why would I have said that in the end of 2016? Because Facebook ads, man, they were amazing. So much easier than dealing with affiliates. Just run some ads. It's cheap. You get ridiculous ROI and you don't have to talk to humans and deal with all their issues, right? So now my prediction is pay for performance is back. Why? Because the cost of advertising on Facebook and Google and all these platforms is going up. And all of a sudden, we're willing to deal with the affiliates and their madness just a little bit. So we've already seen this. I've been testing it. Totally true. I see, I'm calling it right now. 2020, you're going to see a big blow up again in pay for performance. So because companies are going to want to start, they want to optimize their advertising budget, right? They don't want to bleed. You can't spend every dollar and bleed for 90 days. It's tough. So companies will start to say, hey, let's go back to affiliates where we just have to pay for performance every time they do the action we want. So we're not risking ad capital. And so I know that Learn, we will be dipping right back into the affiliate world a little bit as well because it's been good to us. And it's a great way to acquire more traffic, more users, and really get our brand out there to a larger audience. So pay for performance is back. Mark my words, we'll come back at the end of 2020. You'll know I was right. Okay, so let's move on to the last section here, the last spoke, the last leg of our marketing engine. That's conversion, my favorite. By the way, mark your calendars, March of 2020, I will be launching something, a community, a very closed knit. Not going to be cheap. I'm not even going to bother. Okay, it's not going to be like $20 a month or anything. All right. But this is going to bring access to the best funnel, best conversion, best copywriting, and best sales psychology training out there in one community with regular touch points, with access to me, with access to some of the other top conversion experts out there coming to you March. Watch for it. We're going to limit the number of members that can join. I don't want you to join if you're just going to join for a month or two. I want you to join if you're going to commit to it for a long time, minimum 1 year, because we're going to really make you into a Jedi when it comes to conversion. That's going to be my big focus in 2020. So what are my three predictions for conversion? Number one, I call it going deep. Very important, because if you look at my prediction in funnels, which was time extension to 90 days, if you want to scale, what do you got for 90 days? Like, you can't just have two products and succeed. It's just not gonna, it's not possible. Not with investment traffic. It's really hard. Okay. Even with affiliates, it's really hard, because affiliates are going to get paid more by other companies who go deep. So what are your other products you have? You don't have to have only upsells. You can have related products, right? Like, if I go to a store and I buy shoes, they should sell socks. Why not? So what else are you adding? If you're doing e-com, if you're doing digital publishing, if you're a coach, if you're a consultant, I don't care what you do. What else can you lay out in front of your new audience, new customers, new leads for a period of 90 days at least? Go deep. Go deep. Have more things that are marketable so that your the customer value goes up, so that you can win in the advertising game yet again. All right. Number two, I call it the camouflaged pitch. All right. I'm going to be very blunt with you. This video, this podcast is what I call a camouflaged pitch. Here, I'm throwing it out there. I don't mind if I reverse dissect the psychology I use in my own marketing. You learn from it. Right now, I have a campaign coming out called Master 2020. It's going to be awesome. It's really, really inexpensive. And I know you're going to buy it because it's awesome. It's so good. It's one of those things. We do this at the end of every year now. We create a killer offer that everyone should engage with. But you're watching this in a very unintimidating environment. You're probably either watching this or listening to it on a podcast, which means you're driving, you're jogging. You know, this isn't a place you're used to hearing a sales video, and it isn't. It's content, of course. Or maybe you're watching this on YouTube, or maybe you're watching this on one of my pages, but clearly you can tell it's an embed from YouTube. So what that's telling you is I'm leaning on some of your underlying psychology or beliefs about the platform, the medium through which you are consuming my content. Podcast, humans and people just generally think podcast, they think content. Podcast, they think talk show. Podcast, they think conversation. You don't ever think podcast sales video, right? So camouflage. So I'm here giving you tremendous content, but I've dropped my URL more than a few times. I've alerted you of an offer that's coming out. I've even told you in a very subconscious way, you will buy. It's going to be awesome. You have to. But you're consumed this content in an environment where your guards weren't necessarily up. So I get an opportunity to teach you to be true to the medium in which I am delivering this content. I teach you, I give you value, but I also get a chance to really set the stage for an offer or a program that's coming out. So we've done this now 4 or 5 different times. I've been testing it for more than 2 months. Works like a charm. Okay. But now you can't be sneaky. All right. It's not meant to be evil. Camouflage could have a bit of a bad connotation. So I'm not asking you to be evil about this. I'm just saying be true to the medium on which you will deliver your valuable content. But know that as part of your funnel, I would have never done this before, by the way. So 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, if I was building a funnel, no chance. If you told me, yeah, let's put a YouTube video into the funnel. Like, literally, let's take people out from your pages and send them to YouTube. Like, all the way with all the distractions and all those links and videos around. Never. I would have been like, are you crazy? I'm going to embed the video on my page. You know what now? Almost all my launches start with a video on YouTube. Have you noticed it? You've probably seen it. Why? Because when you go there, it's content. I've removed a lot of the mental barriers and things that you put up. But if you look at the video, it is content. I'm staying true to the medium in which I'm delivering that. It is content. I'm not going to upload a sales pitch video to YouTube and then send you to it. And then I'm just burning trust. But camouflage pitches, huge. How can you implement these in your business? How can you reach an audience in a platform where they're not, their guards aren't necessarily up, and implant a message into whatever the native mechanism of content is on that platform? Implant. Drop little seeds. It's key. All right. It's going to be big in 2020. And number three is in search for a tribe. In search for a tribe. I know. I feel like tribe is one of the most like used words now in marketing. It's starting to lose meaning, but it really, I mean, it's true. You know, I just recently saw a post the other day on the Learn Nation Facebook group, and it made me smile from ear to ear. It was someone complaining about marketers, and someone complaining about just pitches and products and so many. And they ended their post by saying, listen, everyone, stop listening to all these other people and focus on only that which is inside the Learn classroom. Your Learn locker room, they called it. And I smiled from ear to ear. I was like, wow, that is amazing. Look at the trust that we've been able to build. Blind trust to the degree that they just know that if it's in Learn, you can trust it. And I love that. And I will always honor that. And I will always fight hard to stand up for that. But man, once you establish a tribe, once you get like, and so the number that I've read about that's talked about is 1,000 people. So my goal is I want to have 1,000 people that religiously listen to my podcast, 1,000 people that religiously watch every video I put on YouTube, 1,000 people that log in every day, if not multiple times a day on Learn Nation. And I feel like if I can achieve that on all the platforms, 1,000, then I know that built a tribe and it's going to grow. It's going to start scaling out. So in search for a tribe, people want to belong to something. Think about this. Most Apple users buy Apple because they belong to a community. You know, Tesla has a volunteer program where you literally work for Tesla for free. You go sit at the dealership only to talk to the new customers and get them excited because you belong to a community. You belong to a cause. Look at that ugly truck that was launched, and yet I'm probably going to buy it, and it's ugly. I'm saying it's ugly, and I'm going to park that thing outside my beautiful house. Why? I just want to be a part of the madness. It's crazy. What's going on? I want to be a part of it. So what do people get to belong to when they follow you? What do they get to belong to? So some people might say, well, I sell hairbrushes. I'm an e-com store. What the heck are they going to belong to? Figure it out. But tell me something. Imagine if you can figure that out. Imagine how much more your sales will go. Imagine how much more repeat orders you'll have. Imagine how many more products you could launch. Imagine the brand value. And eventually, imagine the value of your business when you go off to sell it. So in search for a tribe, it's going to be huge. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what I want to do is I want you to come engage with us at learn.com/2020. learn.com/2020. Go over there, put in your email address if it asks for one. You will see my review of 2019. You obviously will see this video, but I've also written you a letter. You can read through it very quickly, which gives you a synopsis of all my predictions. And then at the very end of that, you have an opportunity to put your name and email address in for the early bird of something we're releasing very soon, which is going to be awesome, called Master 2020. It will be a 12-week masterclass that I run myself for you, where I'm going to make you a master of all of these things, okay? And I will show you behind the scenes everything we're doing at Learn, how I'm re-articulating, recrafting, recreating, and rebuilding the entire marketing strategy, not just for Learn, but for every other company I'm involved in. And it's going to be epic. All right. My goal is in 2020, minimum, Learn is going to double, if not triple, its size. Minimum. Mark my words. I said that. Minimum double, if not triple, using this new marketing plan. I want to bring you in on it, and I want you to be able to use it in your business. All right. So go to learn.com/2020. Thank you so much for being here with us. Listen, make sure you please click like, leave a comment, click the bell icon, click subscribe. Make sure you go to iTunes, leave us a powerful review. Thank you so much. And the biggest thing you could do for us right now, share this out. Go send this to at least 3 friends of yours who are entrepreneurs. Let them listen to this 2020 predictions. You'll change their life. They'll thank you for it, because if people don't do what I'm talking about here, they're going to be left behind. I promise you that. All right. So head over to learn.com, sign up for a free account. If you haven't already, head over to learn.com/2020 for being a part of our Master 2020 promotion that's coming up here. And of course, remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. And listen, if this is the last we speak, I want to wish you a very happy and safe holidays and a very happy and safe new year. Let's go crush 2020. I'm so excited. Can't wait to work with you on it. All right. This is Onyx Ngoa signing off. Come on, entrepreneurs, go out there and fight for your dreams. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Ngoa.